Well, Mr. Holmes, Lestrade said when they had gone, you've saved the life of an innocent man. It's the best thing you've done yet. What was the clue that told you that the old builder was still alive? And where did the bloodstains come from? I searched the downstairs corridor yesterday, Holmes said. The fingerprint wasn't there then. Someone put it there in the night. I guessed that Oldacre himself had done it. Obviously the housekeeper was part of Oldacre's plan. She must have helped him. The small amount of blood in the bedroom is Oldacre's own blood, I think. He must have cut his finger. The housekeeper must have hidden Mr. McFarlane's walking stick when he came here, so that he had to leave without it. Later, they put some blood on that too. Do you remember that Mr. McFarlane told us he helped Oldacre to seal some envelopes? Holmes went on. I think that the old man made sure that Mr. McFarlane pressed his finger into the hot wax. Then Oldacre made an impression of the impression with more wax, if you understand me. Last night, he used that impression and his own blood to make that fingerprint on the wall. It was a perfect copy of one of McFarlane's fingerprints. Mr. Jonas Oldacre is a very clever and very wicked old man, Lestrade. And how did you know about the hidden room? Lestrade asked quietly. I knew that Jonas Oldacre must be hiding in the house, Holmes replied. So first I measured the outside of the house. I measured it when I was pacing in the garden with Watson. Then I measured the upstairs corridor in the same way. It was shorter than it should have been, so I guessed that there was a hidden room at the end of it. It was an easy thing for a builder like Oldacre to make. A few minutes later, we were all downstairs again. Oldacre was still trying to tell us that he had only wanted to play a joke on young Mr. McFarlane. Oh, no, it wasn't a joke, Mr. Oldacre, Holmes said to him. Your building firm has done badly in the last few years. You owe money to a lot of people, your creditors. You wanted to disappear and escape from them. This year, you've paid a lot of money to someone called Cornelius. I'm sure that you were really Cornelius yourself. You planned to disappear and start your life again as Mr. Cornelius in a different part of England. Your housekeeper was planning to go with you. And of course you've hated Mrs. McFarlane for 30 years because she refused to marry you. So you decided to take revenge on her. You wanted her son to be executed. That is a serious crime, not a joke.
I'll take revenge on you for this, Sherlock Holmes, Oldacre shouted.
That will be difficult when you're in prison, Holmes replied. I'm glad to have helped you, Lestrade, he added, turning to the inspector. Come on, Watson, we must leave now. As we left the house, I asked Holmes about the remains in the burnt timber store, the pieces of burnt flesh. I expect there were rabbits, Watson, Holmes said. We can never prove it. But when you write about this case, you can say that they were rabbits.